Have you ever had a civil discussion with someone you disagreed with or who had a different perspective than you? If you have, what did you learn? Here on The Moderate Review, we try to have these kinds of discussions. So, let's talk. I'm your host, Jack Taggart, and on this episode of The Moderate Review, I interview my friend and podcasting mentor, Alex Williams, and we talk about what atheism is and some of the misconceptions he and other atheists face. So, let's talk.
My unpopular opinion is that I hate peanut butter. That's like my biggest, like I respect your right to enjoy peanut butter, but I think it smells bad. I think it tastes bad. I don't like the texture. I think it turns people into animals when they're like violently knifing it out of the jar. I hate absolutely everything about peanut butter. So that's my unpopular opinion. And that usually gets a rise out of people.
No, I totally agree. I do not like peanut butter either.
Really?
Literally, I was almost faced that with the option of either starving or eating peanut butter, and I had to think about it for a while. And with peanut butter, is it like, do you like, I guess, like peanut butter cookies, or is it just like peanut butter clear across the board?
Clear across the board. Like I can sense when there's peanut butter in something. I had a friend at university make me these delicious looking cookies, and I went to bite into it, and as soon as my teeth touched it, my tongue touched it as I was biting it, I didn't even make a full bite. I could tell. And my brain was like, no, there is peanut butter in this. And I told my friend, I was like, oh, there's peanut butter in these. She's like, barely. She's like, there's barely peanut butter. And I'm like, I can tell. Thank you, but no thank you.
you're like, barely. Yeah, right. No.
Yeah. I have like a peanut butter detection sense.
I've never met anybody who doesn't like peanut butter just as much or as much as I dislike it. So
yeah, I'm glad I found some kinship here.
same. Aside from that, so we're going to hop right into this interview. And so we will be talking about atheism and what is atheism. And I guess to start off is what is your story?
Yeah. Wow. What is my story? That's a really long story. To start with atheism, what is atheism? I mean, it's really just a lack of belief in any God. It's just kind of saying the Jewish God or Christian God or Greek gods or, you know, whatever other gods people might worship, just don't believe in them. That wasn't a command. That was, I don't believe in them. I should have included that. But yeah, so that's basically atheism. As far as my story goes, I was raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in a very, you know, God-fearing, pretty, I would say, fairly orthodox LDS family. And it just kind of slowly over time, I just realized that I wasn't really getting the same message that everybody else was, that everybody else seemed to be getting. And so I just kind of didn't see evidence that compelled me to keep living my life based on any sort of religion, particularly the one I grew up in, because that's what I was familiar with. And so I made the decision about, as of recording this, I made the decision about 2 years ago that I would leave officially.
So when you mean by like a orthodox, what do you mean by that? Like you were raised in fairly orthodox LDS family.
We took church pretty seriously. I think for a lot of families, no matter what religion you are in or what culture you're in, there's like times when you follow it and then times when you don't as much. And I'm sure everybody in like literally any culture, religion or not, can see how that happens, right? Like I really only, you know, get into my culture at Easter time, right? Because that's when I get together with my family and it's important to all of us. But then we all go our separate ways and we, you know, go back to our normal lives. And a lot of people talk about this within religion in particular is like, you know, your Sunday face, right? You put on your Sunday best and you go to church and then you do whatever throughout the week. My family was very much like every single day we would read our scriptures and say our prayers every single morning, every single evening together as a family meals. And yeah, Monday night, family home evening was something that we did a lot, which is in the LDS faith is you know, you come together as a family and you kind of sometimes have a lesson. We would sing a hymn, we would pray together some more. And so we took it really, really seriously. Over 20 hours a week was dedicated to church for all of my life. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like it was taken super, super seriously in my family. So that's what I mean by Orthodox.
And then another follow-up question, and just hearing some other atheists talk about, looking for some sort of evidence. What kind of evidence, I guess, were you kind of looking for, I guess, to confirm your faith?
I'm not sure exactly how other religions do this, but in the Mormon church, that's what I mean when I say LDS church. So in the LDS tradition, there's the Book of Mormon. And at the end of the Book of Mormon, and of course, Jack, you know all of this, but I'm explaining for the audience, of course. At the end of the book, there is a promise that is, you know, ask of God with real intent if these things are not true. Like, ask, and God will testify to you in your heart that it is true. And so there's really a specific promise in Mormonism and, you know, in all sects of Mormonism that you can receive that witness. And so that was like the evidence that I was looking for. And I never really got that. And so after that, I started looking for other inconsistencies and trying to figure out, like, okay, you know, why aren't I getting an answer? And are there other things that are amiss here? Because if so, I don't want to spend my whole life doing it.
From my understanding, you know, atheism is a relatively kind of new thing in the history of the world. And so when exactly did atheism start? And I guess you kind of already talked about, but what do they believe in?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Atheism is kind of interesting because it's not defined by a belief. It's defined by a lack of belief. And so it's kind of like how here in Canada, where I live, we call ourselves Canadians, but a lot of the time, if you ask a Canadian what they're most proud of, they'll probably tell you they're most proud that they're not American. And so it's kind of this like funny thing, you know, that we do is define ourselves by what we're not, right? We kind of put up a fence and say, like, everything on the other side, that's not me, right? And so really that's all atheism is. There's not like a governing body of atheism that, you know, says, all right, this is our 2022 agenda, everybody. Thanks for coming out to the atheist meeting. This year we're going to, this is our new doctrine, right? There's nothing like that. And as far as when it started, I would say it would probably started as far back as there have been gods that people have believed in, because you're out hunting on the plains and somebody says, oh, the gods made it rain. And somebody else says, I don't really think so. Like, I don't know if I agree with that. And I think it's just more recently that it's become a little bit more, there's like more writing on it, right? There's more talking about it and there's more conversation around it. So it's not that it started recently, but I imagine, and this is from my very lay, like, I'm not like a professional atheist or anything, but what I imagine is that it's just that it's being talked about more and that we have more words to describe these things now, is at least the way that I perceive it.
Maybe a little bit more of a follow-up question. When did, I guess, atheism become, I guess, maybe more acceptable, so to speak, or when people started to become more outspoken about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't know. I did listen to a podcast the other day, if anybody's familiar with The Art of Manliness. It's a pretty big podcast, and the host had on a guest talking about the rise of the religious nuns, which isn't just atheists. That includes, you know, agnostics or people who maybe they consider themselves spiritual, but they don't really connect with any particular religion. But he noted that there has been this increase in people who, on a survey under the religion category, they just write none, right? They check off the box, none. And so that's been an increase over the past 40 years, at least in the survey data. And so that's probably, I think it's pretty recent as far as something that it's been more in the public lexicon rather than this kind of, oh yeah, so-and-so doesn't believe in God, you know, rather than like a off to the side kind of thing. So I would say probably in the last 40 years is when it's really become more of a thing. And there's like well-known people who are atheists and they, you know, and they write books and, you know, whatever, right?
You kind of mentioned about people writing books about you know, atheism. So what are, I guess, some of their books or maybe major figures of atheism?
That's a good question, because I did make a list of people, because you were sent me kind of an itinerary of what we're going to talk about. And I made this list of people because I was like, who's atheist? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, Richard Dawkins is probably the most famous atheist. So he was the first name that came to my mind. But I was also like, I don't know, like, who else is atheist? So I literally just Googled, I'm like, famous atheists. And some of these I know for sure are atheists, like they've said it themselves. And then I think, I don't know, for some of them, there might be some speculation, right? People like to speculate on, oh, what so-and-so believes. But so yeah, Richard Dawkins, he's a biologist and a very famous atheist. He, a lot of his career kind of revolves around atheism. And then Albert Camus, who is a philosopher and a French author. I didn't realize he was an atheist, but he was on the list. So that's one I'm like not sure about, but that I saw. Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, Bertrand Russell, Lawrence Krauss, Stephen Hawking. Those are all pretty like famous atheists. And then, of course, Ricky Gervais is probably the most like publicly famous atheist, you know. And then another atheist is Anthony Magna Bosco. He does street epistemology videos, which is a useful teaching technique whether you're atheist or not, and learning technique. Those are the names that popped up that I'm like, okay, I recognize that name, I may have heard that person speak before or whatever. But yeah, so there's, you know, there's a lot. Some of them make a living off of it. Some of them do other things and just so happen to be atheists. But yeah, I don't think anything on that list will probably surprise people.
With some of these people, how have they, I guess, contributed to atheism as an ideology?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd describe atheism as an ideology because it is so broad and varied. I would say, you know, if you look at Greek philosophy, right, like there are certain ideas that are pretty common in different Greek philosophies, but you also have Stoicism and you also have, you know, the Socratic method and you also have Epicureanism and all of these other things that come out of this. And so, you know, each of these authors has contributed in their different ways. And some of them, you know, you look at and you're like, I totally disagree with that. Like some of these people, when I hear them speak, I cringe a little bit because I don't know. I don't agree with their ideas. Like I also don't believe in God, just like they don't believe in God. But a lot of the ways that they go about it, I'm not a fan of. But as far as like works that you might be familiar with, there's like Free Will by Sam Harris. He talks about free will in kind of an interesting way. And then there's The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. That's a pretty famous book that I haven't read that one, but it's one people talk about, right? That people might have some familiarity with. And then another book that I've read a little bit of is Finding Purpose in a Godless World by Ralph Lewis. He's a psychiatrist, and he talks about how to find purpose in a godless world, exactly what the title said.
Yeah.
And when you don't believe in God, because that's definitely a question people get asked a lot, and something people struggle with, whether they're an atheist, a theist, or however they define themselves.
I guess maybe a little bit more of a follow up with that. So, in regards to finding purpose in a godless world, how have you found purpose in a godless world?
So this is a question I get asked a lot, because I think religion and a God belief in particular, not even just religion, but a God belief tends to bring meaning to life, right? It helps explain things and it gives some purpose to the mundanity, especially when things get hard. For me, I find purpose in the moment to moment, you know, and in this moment, I'm here sitting having a conversation with my friend Jack on a podcast, right? After this, I have to pack a little bit because I'm moving, you know, and that will be my purpose then. And so I tend to focus on the purpose that I find in the moment to moment and be dedicated to that while I'm there. Does my life have an overarching purpose? I don't think so, but I like, you know, the purpose that I like to give it is, you know, to enjoy it, to spend time with friends, to appreciate those friends, and hopefully make sure they feel appreciated. And so really, it's just the purpose that I give it is how I've found that, at least.
I guess maybe, could you maybe describe, I guess, perhaps maybe the difference between, I guess, atheism, agnosticism, and then also maybe humanism as well, if you know what that is, or if not, we can always skip that.
Yeah, so there's this, and this is actually something interesting that Richard Dawkins has talked about, is this 7-point scale of belief, right? A 7 is like a militant atheist, right? Like, absolutely, there is no God. I know it for sure, right? And a 1 is a militant theist. Like, absolutely, there is a God. I know it for sure. And I think, you know, we all fall somewhere along that scale, at least as far as like our perception of our beliefs. Ultimately, though, I see us all as agnostic. So atheist is like, you know, the very defined belief is like no belief in gods. You know, agnostic is like, I don't know, right? It could be, could not be. I err on the side of I don't think there is, and I don't live my life like there is. But I use the label atheist because I think it's a shortcut. Because if you say agnostic to somebody, then it's like, okay, well, like, are you, you know, over this way or over that way, right? So that's the big difference between those words. Atheism is really just like a very specific type of agnosticism, just the same way that, you know, being Christian is a specific type of theism, which is a specific type of agnosticism, because none of us ultimately know for certain. And then humanism, I feel like kind of fits anywhere, right? Like it's this upholding of humans as the ultimate good and as some sort of pinnacle. I would not describe myself as a humanist. I think we're here just like everything else. I think we're pretty awesome, and I like to see the best in people. But I don't know that there's anything that makes us more important, I guess, in the grand scheme of the universe. That's my own understanding of humanism.
What are some misconceptions of atheism that you would like to dispel?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconception is that we're like angry, sad, depressed, and immoral people. We're we're not. I hope you see that by our friendship, Jack.
Yeah.
I think there's this big misconception about atheists, you know, that somebody offended us at church and that's why we left, or that we just, you know, don't see any beauty in the world and that's why we've abandoned God. But I don't think that's true. It's certainly not true for me. Not to say that atheists don't get depressed like everybody else. I think that's a very human thing. But I still see a lot of beauty in the world. And I like to go out to the mountains. I like to see nature and spend time there. And even though I don't think that there's anything necessarily divine about it, I do think there's something special about it and something that I find a lot of pleasure and happiness.
If anybody wanted to learn more about you and what you do, and perhaps maybe even your beliefs, where would my listeners go to learn more?
Yeah, if you want to learn about me and hear more from me, you can visit polytropus.fm. That's where I put my podcasts. That's poly like polyester and tropos like troposphere. Both easy words, I know. But yeah, polytropus.fm, that's where I post my own podcasts that I do. And one that people might be particularly interested in is the Creation Stories. It's a podcast I'm starting January 23rd, 2022 is when that first episode airs. And I'll be exploring the creation story as told by the Abrahamic traditions. So the 7 days of creation, and I've interviewed a Jewish cantor, a Muslim imam, and a Christian priest, as well as an Assyriologist for that. So that might be something you enjoy. That's wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, you can follow me at Alex Williams on any social media platform. That's AlexWilliams, because there's a lot of us, so I had to spell it weird. But yeah, is that a good plug, Jack?
That is a perfect plug. My last question I have is, are there any final comments you would like to make?
Yeah, I think final comments is really just, I mean, keep doing what you're doing, Jack, and to the audience, do what Jack does. Talk to people you disagree with. Talk to people you're curious about. Get curious about people who you don't think you otherwise would be curious about. I think that's really the way to make the world a better place, is to have pleasant conversations with, you know, people you disagree with. You don't have to agree with everybody on everything. In fact, that would be kind of lame.
This concludes this episode of The Moderate Review. Before I close, I want to share with you a trailer to Alex's The Creation Stories. I have listened to the podcast, and I find it very intriguing and think you will enjoy it as well. So, without further ado, here is the trailer.
For thousands of years, we've been telling stories. These stories tell us where we came from, where we are, and what it means to be human. These are the creation stories. I'm Alex Williams, an anthropology student from Calgary, Canada. And in my new podcast, The Creation Stories, we're going to explore these stories, what they meant to the people who first shared them, and what they mean to us now. Join me as we explore creation stories from around the world. We're going to enjoy the narrative, explore the history, and dive deep into the meaning they can bring to us today. Find The Creation Stories wherever you get your podcasts, or on polytropus.fm. I can't wait to explore with you.
The views expressed in The Moderate Review are solely of the individuals participating and not necessarily of the organizations they are affiliated with. If you enjoyed what you've heard, please tell your friends, and please follow us on Twitter at TModRev, that is the letter T, ModRev, one word. Until next time, I'm your host, Jack Taggart.